This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back on a Football Friday on The Fan. John Feinstein joins us today. Scott Abraham from ABC 7 at 9 o'clock. We'll ask him about Brian Robinson's status. But time now to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, Cakes. I don't know where to begin. Obviously, by the way, I tried to click on the Baltimore Sun story about this being the hottest ticket in town.
Yep.
But, you know, there's a
paywall. Yeah.
I even went to my little paywall cheat code.
Okay.
Didn't even work there.
Oh, interesting.
So I can't even get on it. I tried. But anyway, massive game.
Let's see what the ticks are going for in the aftermarket.
I think they're about 300 plus, right?
I think I saw for like 280.
Mike Marr says it's his Super Bowl. He said this is our Super Bowl. Yeah, he wants me to get fired up.
Damn right it is. Bragging rights to the DMV here.
Tickets as low as $262.
That's the lowest ticket right now.
I see for $248 on SeatGeek.
All right. So if you want to go, you bring a family of four, it costs you $1,000.
Hey, Valdez, right. If you're in the last row at M&T Bank Stadium and you look out into the horizon, what can you see? How far can you see?
Probably all the way to Dundalk.
Okay.
I say Key Bridge, but there's no Key Bridge.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
I was close to the last row. I don't know if it was last year when I went to two Ravens games. I think that was two seasons ago. And it wasn't bad.
The last Raven game.
I'm too jaded at this point. I like having.
I think the last Raven game I went to, Valdez was with me.
That's right. Thanksgiving.
49ers Ravens. Yeah.
You could see. You might be able to see the Domino Sugar Plant.
Okay. Very good. Excellent.
Maybe the Leg Mason Building.
That would be nice.
Valdez,
too.
Do you remember who won the 49er Raven game on Thanksgiving? I don't know, 10 years ago.
I do. It was the Ravens. It was like 19.
It was an ugly game.
Yeah, it was like 19-7 or something.
It
like
was
that.
Such an ugly game. Well, I think that's the last time I was at a Ravens game.
Just real quick, I don't know.
We did go to the Ravens-Colts. I think it was a playoff game when Peyton Manning was still playing.
Is that 2014?
Who's we? You and Valdez did?
No, I think, didn't we all?
We went to a game with the Gov.
Oh, yeah, we were in the Gov. Governor
Allen. That was a long time ago.
That is a while ago, yeah.
No, not 2014. I want to say 2006.
It was 20 years ago, yeah.
That was a long time. I wore my long brown leather coat.
I think Peyton lit him up.
Jugs.
I think.
I don't remember.
Jugs.
Wonder what the Gov's up to these days.
Probably consulting.
Doing speeches for like six figures.
Checking off somewhere.
Checking his Vanguard every day.
Oh, checking the Vanguard, yeah.
Just some interesting snap counts from last week. Marcus Mariota played 9 snaps, if you remember, Cakes.
I do remember him coming in the game.
Jaden kind of rested in the fourth quarter. Enough that they released Sam Hartman yesterday.
Dreamy Sam Hartman.
Now, I think they're going to re-sign him to the practice squad if they haven't already.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything different. It was just kind of unusual that they had basically 4 active quarterbacks last week. But Mariota apparently showed them enough.
How much is Driscoll making?
Driscoll? I mean,
it's probably
making
about half a milli, $650 or something like that.
I'm going to say it's more.
He's probably like a million.
I'm going to say he's more than
million
that
because he's been in the league that long.
He's been in the league a while.
You're probably right.
If he's been in the league 5 years?
You know, I'm to the point now where Jaden is so silly.
He's over a million.
I don't even consider what the backups are doing. I have no use for them.
Yeah.
The Driscolls of the world, the Marcus Mariotas of the world.
I agree with you. It's irrelevant.
Now, if he gets hurt, then those guys obviously come into play.
Yeah, but it's a hit the skin segment, so you got to mention
Driscoll's making 1.125.
Yeah, nice. He's been in the league for a few years, so that makes sense.
So just, you've been talking about Brian Robinson, and obviously they're reducing his workload. He's battling something. I don't know if it's
a knee injury.
He only had 23 snaps. Eckler had 33. McNichols had 15. I feel comfortable if it's an Eckler-McNichols week.
Yeah, McNichols is showing enough that if
Eckler catching up for my bet.
No, he's not going
to. I mean, he doesn't touch the ball
enough. Unless B-Rob misses like 6 weeks, yeah. I'm winning that bet.
Right.
I think so. My whole theory was that Eckler's better, and I do think whenever he touches it, he's better.
He's very
he just doesn't
good.
Touch it very often.
Look, they're managing. They're clearly managing his touches coming off that high ankle sprain last year.
The wide receiver reps, Terry McLaurin, 45 offensive snaps, 67% of them. I don't know why Terry's not out there like 85, 90% of the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just give him a rest.
Luke McCaffrey right behind him, just one less rep than Terry.
I saw Baldy jocking Luke McCaffrey on one of his Baldy breakdowns on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Not only him receiving, but his blocking.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
And he had a nice block and was at one of the B-Rob touchdowns last week.
Yeah, we just sealed people have been the edge. Raving about him.
Yeah.
In fact,
really good all-around player.
Kingsbury was saying, you know, it's all still so new to him, but he goes so hard in practice. You know, they wear those monitors and everything. They have to almost tell him to dial it down a little bit.
Right.
He's just like, he's like overexerts himself.
He's like a psycho. He's like John Gruden doing TikToks in practice. That sort of thing.
A couple other things, you know, I know that you guys like to tease me about Jamin Davis because he hasn't had a massive impact. Played 23 snaps. The most was Dorrance Armstrong at defensive end. He played 36.
Played well.
His Dante QB Fowler, pressures are way
they all
up.
Played well.
His QB pressures, just look at the ceiling tiles. That's
did Jamin Davis play
like.
Well? I mean, I didn't even see him out there.
I think he was like middle of the pack as far as like he made two tackles, had an assist.
Mm-hmm.
I think the PFF grade was like in the 50s, I think. I could be wrong.
Look, he may ultimately have a few sacks. It's just for the amount of back padding that you did. That he's
well, here's what I here's
a
what I
role
thought.
Player.
I thought he was gonna. They were gonna try to turn him into Micah Parsons. What they're doing is they're turning Frankie Louvu into Micah Parsons,
which is fantastic. By the way, you want some Wendy's saucy nugs on Dorrance Armstrong?
Yeah.
Over the last 2 weeks from PFF, amongst edge defenders over the last 2 weeks, he grades second in pass rush grade, second in sacks at 2.5, tied for third with 11 pressures. 32.6% pass rush grade, which ranks second. He is officially coming on Dorrance Armstrong.
Oh, that's the last 2 weeks of the
grades? Last 2 weeks, yep.
All right, I know that Drabby had put on the outline to kind of go through some of these power rankings for quarterbacks, and I've got four different ones here, okay? I've got CBS's power rankings for quarterbacks, the NFL.com's power rankings, PFF's, and USA Today's. And it is interesting. I mean, Jaden is really up there in a lot of these. Now, I'll just go in order here. With CBS, okay?
Can I add one to it at the end?
Sure. With CBS, and this is Cody Benjamin's power ranking.
I think I know the one JP's going to add.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
He's got Lamar Jackson number one.
Okay.
Okay. Hard to argue. Reigning MVP from 2023. May even be the favorite this year again. Who knows? He's got Joe Burrow, too. Jason, my guy, Brock Purdy, told you from day one, I think that guy looks legit. I did. Back padding machine.
I know, because you watched him a lot in college. So
no, I just
knew.
Had to. It didn't matter. That's irrelevant. They're all great in college.
Relax.
Relax
over there.
No. I watched him with your boys. You questioned him. You didn't think you could win with Brock Purdy. I'm telling you, you can win with Brock Purdy.
Well, he's got a great support staff, but he played very well last night.
He generally plays well every week. Josh Allen, 4. Baker, 5. Fraud. Patrick Mahomes, 6. Jaden Daniels, 7. Ahead of your boy Sam Darnold, ahead of C.J. Stroud, ahead of Dak, ahead of Cakes' guy Kirk Cousins, ahead of JP's Jordan Love. Love
I'm
that.
A Jordan Love guy now?
You kind of are.
Is Jordan Love truther over there?
You kind of are.
Jordan Love is pretty good.
NFL.com. They've got Lamar 1, Burrow 2, Mahomes vaults to 3, Josh Allen 4, CJ Stroud 5, Jaden 6. All right, so there's
got
a little
7
theme
and
there.
A 6.
7 and a 6. PFF. A lot of people love PFF. Ron Rivera loves PFF. Okay.
He's got the papers.
Let me see here.
He did all the scouting.
This is kind of crazy. They've got Derek Carr 1. His passing grade right now is the highest. I don't know what they're doing over there.
That makes you question everything about PFF.
Right.
Right there. That
he's had a lot of long bombs to
Rashid Shaheed. That's his guy. It's his deep threat.
All right, Joe Burrow 2. Brock Purdy 3. Lamar 4. Baker 5. Kyler 6. Kyler. Jaden, 7. So we got 7, 6, 7.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we're talking about top 10 quarterback right now.
Yes.
And let's go to, this is USA Today, their power rankings. Mark Giannotto. He's got, I'm scrolling, 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 scrolling. Josh Allen, 1. Joe Burrow, 2.
After a 9 for 30.
Jaden Daniels, 3.
With a bullet.
It's pretty good. Do you want me to give you the 33rd team's rankings, EB?
Yes.
Week 6 rankings. This is Dan Pizzuta.
Mm-hmm.
You go reverse order. Starting, where do you want me to start?
Start top 5.
Just go with the top 5?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, they
number
got
5.
Way down low.
They've got Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, they've got Josh Allen.
All right.
Number 3, Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2.
I haven't heard Jaden's name yet.
Joe Burrow.
Oh.
Well, that's why he's bringing this up.
Numero uno, according to the 33rd team, where they have guys like Jay Gruden contributing and GMs. Jaden Daniels, number 1.
Ooh. Wow.
You can see the full rankings.
What are they basing it on?
Sports,
what is their rationale?
Radio. This I don't know,
it's
but
a
it actually has
of all the coaches.
It's the guys who no, it says from Dan Pizzuta. I don't know if he's got his own metrics.
Mm-hmm.
And it is for this week. So it might be a projection because they've got Drake May with a not applicable at 32. They've got Deshaun Watson 31.
Mm-hmm.
But you brought up some notable guys earlier. Like, they've got C.J. Stroud 17th.
You want his breakdown?
He's definitely taking a little bit of a step back.
Here's his breakdown on Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
He said, Jaden Daniels keeps progressing in a way that impresses each week. His Week 5 game against Cleveland was his worst of the season statistically, but he's created such a big margin for error with his play style. There's always a big play lurking, whether it's through the air or on the ground. He only had a 35.9% success rate, but his .18 EPA per play still ranked him 9th for the week. What's clear is there are more answers for Daniels when he's in trouble with more throws on the move and outside the pocket. He's also more comfortable managing the pocket and throwing deep inside the progression of the offense.
You know what's interesting about the outside the pocket? I believe it was when I was listening to Grant and Danny, and Grant said this, that they looked at all of his film in college, that it sounded absurd to me, but that he only had one throw on the run outside of the pocket. Like, that wasn't what he did. So if he ever bounced out of the pocket, he ran.
Mm-hmm.
But he already has had multiple throws now on the run
Kingsbury,
outside of the pocket.
Quinn said in his presser, like after week one or week two, the next step is getting him to keep his eyes downfield and make throws on the run.
Right.
We see it all the time in practice. So
right.
We know we can do it.
Right.
And now you're starting to see
it
in the games.
You probably didn't have to. Like at LSU, if they're running, you know, go routes, Malik Neighbors and the kid that's
Brian
playing
Thomas.
For Jacksonville, Brian Thomas.
Who's a stud.
You know, you're probably throwing the deep ball all the time. So he had, what, almost 50 touchdown passes in college?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then if by chance there's pressure, he just bounces out and runs.
Right.
But last week, that throw to Terry McLaurin was a phenomenal play. I just watched Emmanuel Acho do like a breakdown of that play, and he kept repeating the audacity of Jaden Daniels, the audacity of Terry McLaurin to call for it. Because McLaurin had Denzel Ward behind him. He was 40 yards away from Jaden Daniels. Jaden's flush to the right, and he's calling for it, and he's still on the left side of the field. And he's crossing, and then Jaden launches it, and obviously, Terry catches it 60 yards down the field.
No, it's a great play. I mean, for him to make that play in his 5th NFL game, it's pretty astounding.
Yeah. It's just remarkable, that here we are, and you've even got some of these guys. I didn't even know the 33rd team had him ranked 1. I mean, that's
numero
remarkable.
Uno.
I think
that's for this week. That might be a projection based on the defense they're facing.
Okay. Maybe that's
I don't know.
Fantasy thing, like if you want to pick a guy.
Well, yeah, it's like they're playing a pass defense that gave up
Richard,
5 touchdowns last week.
Where does Dave Richard
week?
Have Jaden ranked this week?
And it's
got to be top 5.
His ranking's top 2 or 3. I'll double check it, though. I mean, he's up there.
Burrow just threw 5 touchdowns against him.
Right.
So, I'll give you Dave's rankings in like 1
I'm
second.
I'm not expecting him to throw... has he even had a game with 2 touchdowns yet?
No,
sure,
but he's been bored a little bit. Didn't Terry go down on one, like at the 1-yard line? And
close enough.
You know, some of those, He's going to have some games where he has three touchdowns.
He's got him all five. Three,
yeah, he has him five. His colleague, Jamie Eisenberg, has Jaden Daniels second on his quarterback rankings, only behind Lamar. And Heath Cummings has Daniels number five.
Daniels had the two touchdowns in the Bengal game.
Two passes?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Three total and then
right
and two passes, yes.
But again, he's had a couple where I think he had, you know, he flipped one out to Brian Robinson,
mm-hmm.
which could have been a touchdown pass, but he went down at the one,
mm-hmm.
and then they run it in.
He's got eight total touchdowns in the five games.
Right. Hey.
Is that right around where you thought he'd be, or is that?
Maybe, I think a little under. I thought I would have, to be honest.
I thought he would have more than four passing touchdowns in 5 weeks.
I thought he would have more than four passing touchdowns.
But, you know, we'll
that's
see what
why I don't think he's in the MVP. I just don't think he's putting up big enough numbers.
No, he's not.
Well, if he goes out and puts up big numbers against the Ravens, he's going to inch higher in the MVP talk.
But Valdez brought up a good point earlier this week where he said that MVP is becoming the quarterback from the team with the best record.
Okay.
And like, if you look at Lamar's numbers last year, I mean, he was excellent. But it's not like he threw for 40 touchdown passes.
I understand.
I want to say his touchdown pass total was in the mid-20s.
His combo was what, 30-some?
Yeah. It was in the mid-30s, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty sick.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But that's right. I mean, usually the team with the best record,
I also don't think we're going to have the best record.
You know, probably not.
So either.
Right. So, just don't think. I think that the MVP, and I think Jaden's going to go down as one of the greats of his generation. I think that it's a little premature. I don't think it's even possible.
There haven't been any bumps in the road just yet, which is why I think you care more about Jaden. You don't want to see any bumps in the road.
Star keep rising.
Yes,
I just want to see more.
I get it.
Keep seeing more, but I love what I've seen. I don't even know what I need to see.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it all. What you've seen.
I think you could do it all.
All right, we got our touchdown parlay coming up next.
Looking to upgrade your office game, my friends? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench straight to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play in comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories, too. Mention the fan, and you'll score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion would. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.